Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Have you ever noticed how, after a big snowfall, the landscape gets very quiet and everything looks like it's covered in that insulation that you find in the walls of houses? Things that had a distinct shape before, wheelbarrows, mailboxes, parked cars, all become muffled lumps, and the ambient noise we're all so used to is suddenly gone. Some of this has to do with the fact that the heavy snow can result in folks staying inside, cutting down on traffic noise and the sounds of kids playing. But there's something else, too. Fresh snow actually is kind of like nature's blow-in insulation. Snow makes everything it falls upon look so lumpy because each snowflake is an irregular shape, a six-sided crystalline structure that doesn't lend itself to stacking neatly atop other snowflakes. As billions of snowflakes fall on top of one another, they don't merge together and flow off of the landscape like rain does. Instead, they pile up on each other like a bunch of origami, creating a material that has lots of tiny holes between each flake. This porous material smooths out all the sharp edges that usually make the things that snow falls upon distinguishable from each other. And those little nooks and crannies between the snowflakes allow sound waves to enter, but then strip them of their energy as the waves make their way through that fluffy material. The sound travels in mechanical waves. If you've ever heard the tagline from the movie Alien, "In space, no one can hear you scream," that's because space is relatively empty of stuff. And in order for something to make noise, physical molecules of stuff, be they gaseous, liquid, or solid, must be jiggled around in order for the sound waves to be transmitted. A temperature also affects how quickly sound waves can move. They speed up in warmer weather and slow down when it gets cold. Not only can sound waves in cold weather be a little sluggish, but falling snow can interfere with them, making sounds in a winter wonderland seem muffled. A blanket of fresh snow also does a lot to dampen noise. The absorption of sound is measured using a scale called sound absorption coefficient alpha, which measures how well a material absorbs sound on a scale from 0 to 1. The sound absorption rating for snow is between 0.5 to 0.9, which means, at its most effective, a few inches of new-fallen snow provides an impressive amount of acoustic insulation for a lot of different frequencies of sound. One study published in 2016 found that a couple inches of snow can absorb roughly 60% of ambient sound. But that quiet doesn't last long. The sound-dampening air pockets in snow break down not long after snow falls. That's because the shape of the delicate snowflakes changes pretty rapidly once they settle to the ground. As they begin to snuggle in together and/or melt, the space between them shrinks, leaving fewer spaces for sound to travel and get trapped. In addition to that, once the sun hits the snow, a thin layer of ice forms on top almost immediately, turning that porous material that trapped noise in its first hours into a sound wave reflecting surface. And that means that it turns that silent landscape into a sort of amphitheater. So the next time you hear that hush of a new fallen snow, enjoy it. It probably won't last long. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Does It Get So Quiet After a Snowfall? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. The Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.